Imagine hiring like this brilliant new assistant. But instead of sitting at a desk and actually doing the work, they just stand in the doorway shouting advice while you try to type.
Right, yeah. I mean, it might be helpful, but you're still the one doing all the actual heavy lifting.
Exactly. And that is exactly where artificial intelligence has kind of been stuff for small businesses. It's been, you know, a walkie-talkie giving you tips rather than a tool touching your specific daily grind. Welcome to today's deep dive. Our mission is to unpack how that is finally changing. We are pulling from Anthropic's official release notes, their recent small business surveys, and real-world case studies to look at their new LaunchClaude for small business.
Yeah, because small businesses drive, like, nearly half the U.S. economy, right? Mm. But their AI adoption has really lagged behind the big players just because the tools haven't fit their reality. So what we're seeing here is a shift from conversational AI to agentic AI. Basically, Anthropic is moving the technology out of the chat box and directly into your software stack.
Okay, let's break down how that actually works in practice. So we're looking at a toggle install inside what they call Claude Cowork. And instead of you copying and pasting text back and forth, this connects directly to the platforms you probably already rely on. So Intuit QuickBooks, PayPal, HubSpot, Canva, DocuSign, and, you know, Google Workspace, and Microsoft 365.
Exactly. Mechanically, it uses APIs to read your databases and map the data fields across those different apps. And it features 15 pre-built workflows where the AI acts as an actual operator. I mean, it is the difference between asking a chatbot, how do I write an invoice, and having the AI actually scan your PayPal settlements, identify who hasn't paid, and actually draft the follow-up.
Oh, wow. Okay, make this real for me. Let's look at, say, the dreaded month-end close. What is Claude actually doing behind the scenes there?
Well, normally that's hours of cross-referencing spreadsheets late at night, right? But with this integration, Claude connects right to QuickBooks. It reconciles your books against your settlements and flags the mismatched items. And because it can process natural language, it then writes up a profit and loss statement in plain English.
Wait, really? It just writes the P&L for you?
Yeah, totally. And then it compiles a final close packet to forward straight to your accountant.
Okay, wait, pause right there. You are telling me an AI is going to have the keys to my QuickBooks and my PayPal. I mean, what happens when it hallucinates and accidentally refunds my biggest client or pays some fake invoice?
No, that is a completely fair question. And it's the exact friction point Anthropic highlighted in their small business surveys. Like, half of owners said data security was their biggest hesitation. So the safeguard here is a very strict human-in-the-loop architecture.
Meaning what, exactly? Like, how does that protect me?
Meaning the AI is strictly a drafter. The API absolutely cannot mechanically execute a financial transaction or send an external email without you clicking approve on the final screen. Plus, it inherits your existing software permissions. So if a junior employee's login doesn't have the authority to wire money in QuickBooks today, well, Claude won't magically be able to wire money when logged in through their account.
Oh, I see. So the guardrails are hard-coded into the existing software. That definitely helps. But beyond finance, what does it do for operations? Say I hit a slow stretch in revenue.
Oh, it's great for that. It can analyze your campaign performance data in HubSpot to figure out what is lagging, draft up a new promo strategy, and then push directly into Canva to actually generate the design assets for that campaign.
That is wild. But here is my lingering skepticism. If I am busy butcher, or, you know, I rebuild auto parts for a living, I do not have time to set all these API connections up or learn how to prompt an AI perfectly.
Right. And Anthropic actually designed around that exact learning curve with two zero setup tools you can try immediately. First is the Business Pulse. If you are on Google Workspace or Microsoft 365, it just reads your recent data and drops a one-page summary of your cash position and sales trends into your inbox automatically.
Oh, nice. So it's like a daily vitals check without hunting for the numbers.
Exactly. And the second is the Invoice Chaser via PayPal. You just connect it, and it autonomously flags your overdue accounts and queues up the reminder emails for you to approve. And for owners worried about the tech barrier, Anthropic partnered with PayPal to release a free on-demand course. It's called AI Fluency for Small Business.
Is that just a bunch of tech jargon, though?
Not at all. You can find it at anthropic.skilljar.com, and it's taught by actual peers, like the owners of Prospect Butcher Co. and MAKS Auto Parts Rebuilders. They teach this really practical 4D framework delegation, description, discernment, and diligence. And the best part is it's completely tool agnostic.
So you don't even need to use Claude for the exercises.
Right, any chatbot works. It's really just about safe implementation. Though I should add a quick non-salesy note on where a technical consultant actually still adds value here. If you have really specific operations that don't fit a template or you need to bring in data sources beyond those standard connectors, that is when you'd want a pro to help customize things.
Gotcha. But for the standard stuff, we are officially moving past AI as just a parlor trick. It is becoming a targeted utility designed to clear the deck of clerical work.
Yeah, it takes on that midnight administrative shift so owners can finally focus on value-add tasks.
So if the machine is handling the late-night spreadsheets and the overdue invoices, what are you going to do with that reclaimed time? If small businesses can finally eliminate that operational drag, how will they use their freed-up human creativity to outmaneuver the massive corporations that used to have a monopoly on efficiency? Just something to chew on as you look at your next to-do list.